Lightspeed Champion is the latest vehicle for our guest today, Dev Hynes, a British singer-songwriter whose past in the noise punk dance band Test Icicles would not make you think of the lyric-heavy music that he makes now. Lightspeed Champion toured with Bright Eyes, which led to Dev recording with Connor Ober's producer Mike Mogus in Nebraska, and Lightspeed Champion's debut album on Domino Records. We'll meet Dev in just a bit, but first, here he is on stage at World Cafe Live with the performance of the song Dry Lips.
So now, holding in my sides, and my bags are overspilling this. Leads me to think my guts have started to boil and my stomach keeps on turning. Think you, my friends, next stop is not Echo Park, so I shut my eyes, I pretend instead. You don't have to tell me this is wrong. I know, but I can't erase 2 years of my life, even in my dreams. If you show up, I'm unhappy. Take a step, carve all the horns, the winds are trapped in the door, I sure feel the spit. And everyone is staring, it's also overwhelming. They didn't look what I still complain. Of course I would. This quarantine preoccupation, the keys to a nightmare which I taped and made sure I watched daily. This required a careful touch, a string and chain. Put the salty water in my broken wound. Tell her I'll give up. He's one and I have lost all my humanity. Tell her I'll give up. Give this planet another 10 years at the mansion.
to think what would happen if I started to drink like you. Maybe I will loosen up. Pour me another gin. Poison slowly creeps in and stops me dead. Should have known better than to cave into such fantasy.
That's Galaxy of the Lost, live on stage at World Cafe Live. From Lightspeed Champion, Dev Hines, it is a little confusing talking about the two. Is Lightspeed Champion more like a band name? Or
It's me.
Yeah?
It's kind of like I do it all, and then I get my friends to come play with me live. It's rotating, but there's Mike on violin is like a fixed guy, you know.
And it sounds great.
Yeah, he fills it out. I think if it was just me playing these songs, you know.
What led you towards what you're doing now, towards this?
More kind of how the songs. The songs originally were more like post-grungy. They had more of a like 90s kind of feel to them. And then, they were pretty old by the time we decided, you know, me and Domino decided to do an album.
Mm-hmm.
So I was then at that period listening to quite a few composers. A guy called Alan Gorga, who's a French composer who did the arrangements for Number 2 by Serge Gainsbourg and the Le Planet Sauvage, Fantastic Planet soundtrack. He did that. And I was just amazed. And J.J. Johnson as well. Like a lot of those, like, you know, Blaxploitation soundtracks. I was just amazed at the use of orchestration, but in a way where each part was just as important as, say, the bass or the drums and guitar. It wasn't like a song and then, hey, let's put strings on top of it. A challenging thing for me, I was like, well, I wonder if I could make an album like that has, you know, these orchestral parts that are just, you know, important to the song. Like, you almost listen to it almost don't even realize, you know, you're listening to loads of orchestrations because it's so natural to the song.
What's your background? Because you were born in Houston, and what did your parents do? Did you move to Essex?
Yeah, my mom was actually born in Guyana in South America, and my dad's from Sierra Leone, and they met in London, then moved to Houston.
Where they were working.
And then actually went to Edinburgh for a bit, and then back down into Essex, which is in the same house they live now as well.
So. Really? So what was it like for you to spend time in Omaha and then go home? Because I know you recorded this.
Yeah, it was good. I'm a fan of the Midwest, like a huge fan. I feel like it's the perfect thing for me, because I'm someone that I love to be in cities, but after a while it really can get to me, and I love to be out of a city, but again after a while it gets to me, and I feel like whenever I'm in the Midwest everything's there for a reason. Mm-hmm. I always feel like shops are there for a reason. You know, it's not, you don't get a random like Gap or something, like if there's a Gap there, it's one.
Right.
And, you know,
that's interesting. That's interesting.
So yeah, I love it.
Well, I wanted to go back to the stage and play your version of one of my favorites on here, which is "Tell Me What It's Worth."
Oh, cool.
And tell me about this song, because it seems deep. It seems to be about racism, but I'm trying to figure out from what angle.
Yeah, yeah. It confuses people. It's actually it's mainly black people against black people. That's the angle that song's really about.
Black people against Dev, or black
yeah,
people
actually,
against-
yeah, black people against Dev is what I should say. And it's basically the song came about through a daydream. I remember I was walking through the streets of it. This is actually an area called Dalston in East London, which I lived for 2 years up until about 3 weeks ago. I lived there. And but I had this, you know, I was walking through there before I lived there, which is funny because I should have really remembered this occasion and not moved there. But I was walking through the streets, you know, I was getting like, you know, kind of abuses and stares from people. But I hadn't really slept in a while, and I had this weird hallucination. It was, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't describe it, because it sounds violent and I'm not a violent person. Mm. But I had quite a violent hallucination, and I was just like, oh man, that's not a good thing to be thinking about.
What is the reaction to? Is it how you dress, who you are?
Yeah, it's weird though, because I feel like I dress quite normal. I dress like my dad, actually.
Right, right,
you know?
Like, right.
And so it's an odd thing, but you have to, in London, you have to dress in a tracksuit and a New Era cap and, you know, the latest Nikes or something.
Probably not just there too. So anyway,
yeah.
Well, I wanted to go to stage and have you do this song, because it's great, and the violin player once again is
Mike Sadell.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, congratulations on this album. And,
cool, thank
and,
you.
And we'll expect something completely different next time. So this is "Tell Me What It's Worth."
Times on the street corners busting rhymes, but you fell between the lines. They all love become a joke. I'm a crazy baby, let's all hope for narrow halls, crunching drums. Got the sweet sugar, but that's all. Tell me what it's worth. Tell me what it's worth. So tell us that we're spelling everything wrong. Heroes turn a bluish grey when they're dead. Well, that's funny, cause I've just done right red. Kill, 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 when everything starts with fun.
Tell Me What It's Worth, another one live on stage at World Cafe Live from Lightspeed Champion, another one from the album Falling Off the Lavender Bridge, and our thanks to Dev Hines for talking with us today.